The sun was up, touching the river and filling the room with a silvery light, casting wavering patterns on the ceiling. Michelle went into the bathroom and shut the door. A rummaging in drawers, the running of water. Paul crossed the room to where she had stood, taking in the view as if this might help him understand her. Then quietly he tapped on the door.
"I'm leaving," he said.
A silence. Then she called back.
"You'll be back tomorrow night?"
"Your concert's at 6, right?"
"Right."
She opened the bathroom door and stood wrapped in a plush white towel, rubbing lotion into her face.
"Okay, then,"
he said, and kissed her, taking in her scent, the smoothness of her skin.
"I love you," he said as he stepped back.
She looked at him for a moment.
"I know," she said. "I'll see you tomorrow."
"I know."
He brooded on her words all the way to Lexington. The drive took 2 hours, across the Ohio River, through the dense traffic near the airport, and finally into the beautiful rolling hills. Then he was traveling through the quiet downtown streets, past empty buildings, remembering how it had been when Main Street still was the center of life, the place where people went to shop and eat and mingle. He remembered going into the drugstore, sitting at the ice cream fountain in the back. Scoops of chocolate in a metal cup frosted with ice, the whir of the blender, mingled scents of grilled meat and antiseptic. His parents had met downtown. His mother had ridden on an escalator and risen above the crowd like the sun, and his father had followed her. He drove past the new bank building and the old courthouse, the empty place where the theater once stood. A thin woman was walking down the sidewalk, her head bent, her arms folded, her dark hair moving in the wind. For the first time in years, Paul thought of Lauren Labeglio, the silent, determined way she had walked across the empty garage to him week after week. He had reached for her again and then again. He had woken in the middle of so many dark nights, fearing with Lauren all he now so desired with Michelle, marriage, children, an interweaving of lives. He drove, humming his newest song to himself. A Tree in the Heart, it was called. Maybe he would play this one tonight at Lina's Pub. Michelle would be shocked by that, but Paul didn't care. Lately, since his father died, he had been playing more at informal venues as well as concert halls. He'd pick up a guitar and play in bars or restaurants, classical pieces, but also more popular works that he had always in the past disdained. He couldn't explain his change of heart, but it had something to do with the intimacy in those places, the connection he felt to the audience, close enough to reach out and touch. Michelle didn't approve. She believed it was a consequence of grief, and she wanted him to get over it. But Paul couldn't give it up. All the years of his adolescence he had played out of anger and longing for connection, as if through music he could bring some order, some invisible beauty into his family. Now his father was gone, and there was no one to play against, so he had this new freedom.